Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Praise God, Eleti. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to today's Sunday sharing. My name is Joanne Isoke, and I'm going to share with you what the Lord has put on my heart for today. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this time, for this moment in your presence, where we come together and we hear from you, O God. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will use the words that you have spoken to me. Use me, O God, to reach out to the people you intend this message for, that their lives will be changed and transformed. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' name we prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. So before I start, I want to remind us to tune in today to Impact FM at 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Impact FM is on 98.4, and where Pastor Moses will be sharing with us what the Lord has put on his heart on a program called The Word of Moses. And also, on a very nice note, that program was introduced by our very own Rachel Wamai. You will get to hear her voice as she does the jingle for the program Word for Moses. Again, tune in to 98.4 Impact FM today, Sunday, at 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Hallelujah. Today's sermon or sharing is taken from Isaiah 26, verses 3. It says, "You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you." I usually do not give titles to my sharings or sermons, but today we are simply going to talk about or to remind ourselves about perfect peace. Isaiah says, Isaiah 26, verses 3, "You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you." During this time, I feel and I know and I'm confident that the Lord wants his children to be in perfect peace. But not just being in perfect peace, but also to be conduits of this peace, to spread his peace around. Why? Because we know what is happening, the anxieties that are caused by COVID-19, the effect that this virus, coronavirus, has had on our country, the closure of businesses, schools, our places of worship, the paranoia, the insecurities that come with that. So I'm not going to go into the repercussions of COVID-19 because we all know them, but I'm going to just share with you what I'm sure God has put on our hearts and he wants us to hear this morning. When you look at this verse, Isaiah 26 verses 3, it talks of being kept in perfect peace when our minds are stayed on the Lord because we have trusted in him. This is a wonderful promise for we, the children of God. It's a promise of perfect peace. Now, when you look at the Hebrew translation of perfect peace, it actually is shalom, shalom. Perfect peace is translated as shalom, shalom in Hebrew. So the repetition of the word shalom communicates to us the intensity and the seriousness of the kind of peace that God has promised us. But again, in this verse, we see that this perfect peace will come on condition. It is a conditional promise that if we have our minds stayed on him, then we shall experience perfect peace in the midst of all this turmoil that is happening around us. And when I looked up what it means to have our minds stayed on the Lord, I discovered that the variations of these two words are settled upon, established upon. So I can ably say that the verse says, you will keep him in perfect peace, or you will keep him in shalom, shalom, whose mind is settled upon or established upon you, who? The Lord, because we have trusted in the Lord. So we see and understand then that shalom is a matter of the mind. Shalom, shalom is a matter of the mind, how we engage our minds. When I was praying yesterday about what to share today, I asked God, because I know that there are so many ways in which we can have our mind stayed on the Lord. So I was asking God, do you want me to repeat what people know? What exactly do you want me to tell people? And that was yesterday night. And this morning at 4 a.m., I had a dream. And in this dream, the Lord was basically confirming to me what he wants us to concentrate on concerning this message of perfect peace, which is shalom, shalom. Now, in the dream, I found myself in a place that I knew was LAT, and there were so many people in the building. And I was the one who was leading the service and I was the one who was going to preach. So right before I asked the people to stand up and praise and worship, one of us, that is Mr. Alan Ananura, stood up and asked me, are you sure, Joanne, that when we read the word of God and concentrate on the word of God, it will change our thought life or the way we think? And in that moment, in the dream, I'm like, but how did Alan know that I was even going to share about staying in perfect peace and using our minds and the word of God? So I tell, in the dream, I turn and tell Alan that I'm going to explain that after the praise and worship. And the dream ended. So I took that as a confirmation of today's sharing, where before I went to bed, I was asking God, do you want me to talk about how to keep, because we all know that you can stay, you can have your mind stayed on the Lord by doing different things, by praying, by praise and worship, by meditation, by all these and many, many other things, by staying in the word of God. So I was asking him, what should I really concentrate on? What is the word for the season? And there goes the dream. So today we're going to talk about the word of God and how we can engage our mind using the word of God. Glory to God. So John 14, 27 says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So again, this is another promise of the kind of peace that the Lord will give us. In this period, you realize that you get your peace from different things. You can get your peace from being safe, not testing positive. You can get your peace from a reduction of the COVID cases in Uganda. You can get your peace from a vaccine being discovered, a vaccine that is, you know, we can take that is against COVID-19. And all those things can give you peace. But I want to highlight worse, that there is a certain peace that Jesus says that he will give us. He calls it my peace, at least according to John 14, 27. He says, peace I leave with you. Then he qualifies the peace and he personalizes it and says, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. So in this scripture, that our Lord Jesus Christ acknowledges that there is a certain peace that comes from the world. But he says, I will give you my peace. And then he says, do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So again, we see in this scripture that, yes, Jesus says he'll give us peace. But when he says, let not your heart be troubled, that means that we have a responsibility. He says, I will not, he doesn't say, I will not let your hearts be troubled. He says, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. That means that there is a responsibility we have to action this peace so that we are not troubled, so that we are not afraid or live in fear. Glory to God. So in the midst of all these anxieties, the insecurities, during this time, especially that the nation and worldwide what we are going through, there's a lot of panic. My question to us is, what occupies our minds? And the Lord wants us to move in perfect peace by having his word occupying our minds, as I shared with you in the dream. So what does it mean for us to have our minds established or stayed on the Lord? What does it mean? What does that look like? How can we action what the Lord is telling us today for this great promise to be experienced in our lives, in our homes, on our streets? So the word of God, 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 2 says, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. 2 Peter 1 verses 2. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of our God and of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you see this scripture, it really means that simply grace and peace can increase. Grace and peace can be multiplied. Remember, at the start of this sharing, I said that the Hebrew translation of perfect peace from Isaiah chapter 26 verses 3 is shalom, shalom. So we see a multiplication of the same thing there. And I will relate that to the scripture right now of 2 Peter verses 1 and 2, where it says that grace and peace be multiplied to you. So I can say grace and shalom, shalom to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Glory to God. I hope you're seeing the relationship there. So this is the best time to actually have perfect peace. And we all know that perfect peace will not come in a time where you are peaceful. That is not the time actually to really test what peace is. The provision of peace usually comes and is exercised when there is turmoil around you, when there is insecurity, when there is fear around you. This is when actually this peace will be experienced. So this is the best time in our lives as children of God, as LAT, as the nation, to actually experience the perfect peace. And we said, it is, this peace is multiplied to you through the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ. So how are we then going to make sure that our hearts, our minds are stayed on him? First of all, we have to do the usual things. Spend time in the Word of God, both quantity time and quality time. Right now, with the closure of businesses, some businesses and schools, There are many things that will call for our attention. Some of us are home with the children. The children need attention. We are home with our husbands because some of them, their businesses are closed. And they also need attention. Then social media also needs attention. Our neighbors need attention, even in the midst of social distancing. So we find that, at least my experience has been, social media has been so active. The internet has been so active more than ever before. You keep listening, watching news, CNN, BBC, even the sports highlights that are happening are talking about, you know, you watch TV and there is this sports show, but they are giving you an update on coronavirus. So there is a lot that is going on in our minds. Our minds are consuming things. And there is no particular point at which your mind is blank. Your mind will always be active. Your mind will always, it's more active than the highway. It will always have things. Your mind is engaged. To some people, there's even an overload in their minds. But according to the word of God, He's telling us today to keep our minds focused on Him. And how do we do this? By spending time with Him, by spending time in the Word of God to get this knowledge of God. In 2 Peter 1 to 2, grace and peace is multiplied to us in the knowledge of God. Where do we get the knowledge of God? From the Word of God. So it is important during this time, if we are to have our peace multiplied, if we are to have shalom, shalom, and we confess it, we must spend time in the Word of God. In that way, you get to sieve what goes through your mind. You get to have control over your mind. Glory to God. So let us spend time in the Word of God as individuals and as families. It reminds me of what Pastor preached last Sunday when he was talking about how all things will work together for those who love the Lord and are called according to His purpose. If this is going to work for you, this whole coronavirus, you know, experience, you have to spend time in His Word so that you get the knowledge of God. So let us create time and spend this time in the Word of God. Joshua 1 verses 8. It says, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." As for us to have our mind stayed on the Lord, it is important that we meditate on the Word of God. Again, I will ask, what are you meditating on now? Do you meditate on the statistics? The statistics of COVID, now the cases have increased, they have reduced. And don't get me wrong, it's good to hear to hear the news, to watch the presidential addresses and all these things to be informed. But if these things begin to take the place of the Word of God, then they start to create fear. But God is telling us this morning that if we spend time in His Word, then we shall have peace and then there will not be any fear anymore. Glory to God. So meditate. Be intentional on meditating on the Word of God, on meditating on His promises, of protection. And now we as LAT, being a prophetic church, God has given us words and promises during this period. I'll refer to the dream that was shared last week, the dream that was heard by Dr. Dennis Mujimba, about God protecting this nation. Please refer to that dream. Those are some of the things that show us what God is doing in our nation. And as Christians, we can meditate actually on that. We know that God is actually protecting us, but when he shows and reveals it to us in a dream, it is also, you can decide to just meditate on that promise or on what that promise that came through the dream. And when you meditate on it, then you'll actually begin to feel fear leaving you. When you meditate on the word of God, you build faith. Glory to God. Faith is built on the inside of you instead of fear, because you are establishing yourself in what God has said. So take an example of that dream. You can meditate on it. And this meditation is very, very intentional. So let us try and protect our time from being taken by things that are not of God. So take the promises in the word of God. Meditate on them. Meditate on the dreams that were shared, and you'll see fear begin to leave you, or fear begin to go. And also encourage your children to actually do this. Then the third thing is speaking the word of God. It's not enough for us to just spend quality and quantity time or just meditate on the word of God, but we must speak it. And faith, we all know that faith is voice activated. So for us to replace fear with faith, we must speak the word of God. It is interesting what I have noticed during this period, and I also know that you have also maybe experienced it. There's people that post all sorts of things, even false information about COVID-19, about the coronavirus. They post things, you know, we can speak right now where we are. We speak more with our thumbs than actually our fingers. The things that we post on our statuses, the things that we post on our social media platforms, on our websites, the things that we share. Child of God, what are those things that you're sharing with people? It can be a joke, but it can be a joke about coronavirus. But yet that joke has another spirit behind it, and that spirit is meant to produce fear in people. So do not be a conduit. Don't allow to be used by the devil to further his agenda in the things that you post. Yes, it's a joke. Yes, it will make people laugh, but it will leave a seed behind. You know, some of these words are not empty words. It will leave a seed of fear behind, and then before you know it, it is circulating. So what are you speaking with your mouth during this time? What are you speaking with your thumbs, your fingers during this time? What I mean there is, what are you posting on the internet? So during this period, we can actually turn this out for the good, that we as the children of God, we don't just sit back and be participators in the jokes that are happening or spread of the wrong information. By the way, sometimes even this wrong information is really even against what the government or what the president is telling us to do. And you know, your people start ridiculing what the government is doing, and it's not the right place for a child of God. So speak the word. When you sense all these things that are being shared or they are being sent to your inbox, use it as an opportunity to speak the word of God. Share messages of hope. You know, share messages of hope. When we say circulate these dreams as far and wide as you can, I've also noticed that it's interesting that it's easier to share negative information, because that is what will get people's attention, than sharing a word of encouragement, you know. So let us speak words filled with faith, but words that are godly. Glory to God. So when Joshua is told, or when we are told, according to Joshua 1:8, that this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, let us use that scripture rightly and spread words of encouragement. Now, if the book of the law is not to depart from your mouth, that essentially means that you must know it. You must know what the scriptures are telling us during this period. By spending time in the word, spend time meditating on it, and then speak forth in faith. Glory to God. So briefly, that is my sharing this morning. I hope you have been blessed. Remember to spend time in the Word of God, both quantity and quality time. And also remember that the peace, for it to be multiplied in your heart, it is your responsibility. God has already given it to us, but it is our responsibility to actually keep our minds established on God. In this way, we shall be able to experience shalom, shalom, which is the true peace of God. And this doesn't depend on the statistics of coronavirus. Yes, we have to be safe. We have to obey our president, wash your hands, keep safe, keep the social distance. But more than doing those things in the physical, there is a spiritual angle to all of this. So let us, our encouragement today and what God is telling us is simply spend time in the Word of God, that our peace, our shalom, shalom will be experienced in our families, in our neighborhoods. Glory to God. Thank you so much for listening. And again, I will remind us that today, Sunday, Pastor Moses will be sharing with us a message from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Impact FM. Now, Impact FM is on 98.4. Please tune in and listen to the message that Pastor will be sharing with the saints at that time. Thank you and God bless you.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.